is Radio Free Cybertron, hosted by Brian Kilby, with J.D. Church, John DeLuna, XV, Amy Morgan, Peter Van, and Rob Clay. For the latest Transformers news, visit tformers.com.
Hooray!
Hey, this is Radio Free Cybertron, and I'm your host, Brian Kilby. With me this week, I have a lot of people. I actually have more people than you can see.
Wow.
I have more trans fans than fit comfortably on one screen. Which is
that's true after like three.
That's true. Actually, that'll be the case next week in my car. It'll be more than fit comfortably in a small size sedan. That'll
be and it will be three.
Yes. It will be three. So, again, Brian Kilby with me, XV, JD Church, John DeLuna, Peter Van, Rob Clay, and someone you can't see, but you can hear, Lady Wreck.
Hello!
Hey, how's it going, Lady Wreck?
Good. Very good.
Awesome. Very good. This is the last show until BotCon. We'll actually probably do some live stuff from BotCon as far as video goes. I know we'll be doing lots and lots and lots of coverage from the show, pictures, photos, and the like. So, of course, don't forget to stay tuned to tfradio.net and our Facebook page, facebook.com/tfradio for that. But, last show until next week, until late next week, actually.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, this time we'll be in a line, basically.
Yeah.
Line ride. Woohoo!
Yeah. XV and I don't actually have to be in the line, but we'll be there commiserating.
You're going to be there, like, providing moral support for John and I?
Yeah, basically.
I'm going to walk up and down the line.
What time do you guys
point and laugh?
What time is your guys' sign up?
6 was what my letter said.
Oh, so, my gosh. Yeah. Mine's 7. Sorry.
There's really no difference.
Yeah, I mean, you're all going to be there till midnight anyway.
So yeah, exactly. You're all going to get out of there by like 1 o'clock in the morning anyway, so.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, because we have to wait behind the golden ticket bastards.
I have a golden ticket.
Yeah.
That is, anyway.
Golden Charlie.
So who here is not going to BotCon? Rob? Rob, that's it.
Yep. Nice. Rob.
Wow.
Man, we're going to have, like, after several years of, like, one or two token people there, we are going to have a force.
That's racist. Don't call me that.
What?
Oh. I'm just kidding.
Oh, no, I'm taking it token. It's a general word. I'm taking it back.
I remember when I first met John, I'm like, John's Hispanic?
No, I'm dubious. I should have been in the CIA. I can pass for probably, like, 10 nationalities.
Yes. Like, I just thought your name was DeLuna. I didn't.
Like, wow, that's a surprising
twist. It was a California thing.
Yeah. I thought you were like a Guido.
But yeah, so BotCon's coming up. We're all pretty excited. We've sort of talked about the stuff we want to get, and now, of course, stuff we can't get because of the third party ban. Actually, on a social network that is completely segregated off from the rest of the internet. I was speaking to some people. It's about BotCon, and all they were talking about was third party stuff. Really surprised that it's that big of a deal, but it is.
Well, it's a huge deal. You know, here's like just real quick a thought on this. So for years, BotCon dealer rooms were magical because half of the stuff in the dealer room is stuff you would never see in person in your life ever again. And stuff that you would probably never think to buy unless you saw it in person. And that's all third-party stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's what made it magical. It's like, holy crap, that thing exists. Or, holy crap, I've never seen that in person. 99% of the time, that was third-party stuff.
Yeah. So, actually, if you are going to have a third-party party at BotCon, or if you know of one, let us know. We'll promote it, sort of, I guess. We'll post it on T-Formers and our Facebook fan page as well, I guess. Capture Prey is holding one in their hotel room. It's an after-hour third party. And there's going to be a Mega Toy Fan party as well, parts party, that will run from Tuesday through Saturday. I guarantee you it will not last, like, 4 whole days.
Oh, no.
No,
I wouldn't. Like any sort of party at BotCon that is, you know, not impromptu, it's going to last about 15 minutes.
On Wednesday.
Yeah, on Wednesday. Yeah.
All right. Good times. Good times.
Yeah, Hasbro. Yeah, I was thinking about how funny it would be if Hasbro like staged a raid.
That would be awesome. So,
like, just a bunch of like Hunter PR guys knock on the door and just be like, "Toy police,
put the Warbot Defender down. This is your only warning."
They have like 60 minute behind them, like 60 minute expose. Hidden third party parties.
Yeah,
yeah.
Knock on your doors and just like.
Or they do it like the To Catch a Predator.
Yeah, that's what I was
To Catch a Predator. We'll just have the cops theme playing in the background.
You know, they like talk to him. If you come up to our room, then we've got third party stuff. You know, the guy walks in and like, "Have a seat, Ted." Like, what? Well, I heard there was third party stuff here. Mm-hmm. Do you steal a lot of IP? Yeah.
It'll be more like, you know, just I wish Rob Springer was here because he does a great Brian Savage. It'll basically be Brian Savage just walking up to you. It's like, "Sir, will you please put that away?
Put it away.
If there are enough of them, he might have some of his church volunteers come out and do it.
Oh gosh,
yeah.
So what else is going on?
Yeah.
Wow,
so
he doesn't listen to this podcast. He'll ban us before we even get there.
No, it's all in good fun. I have. You know, sung fun pubs, you know, praises, relatively speaking, you know, for years. So I can make fun a little bit. Okay,
well,
so
when they deserve it. You're
exactly when they deserve it. It's definitely well, you know, earned. So I wish I had church volunteers helping out with the podcast.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say, I wish I had church volunteers breaking
up church in order to get church.
Yes, I would have to go to or be a member of a church to qualify. So, Savicon pre-reg ends.
Go to a church.
Yeah.
So
SavCon pre-reg ends May 1st.
How much is that?
Like $30, something like that.
Wow. Remember when BotCon used to be $30?
Still can be.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I actually do not.
Walk in and stand around. Not go to anything.
I think I've only spent like more than $20 on BotCon once.
I think it was. I seem to recall that if you didn't get the toys back in the day, it was around like 50 or something.
It was cheap. It was cheap.
Oh yeah, it was cheaper than that.
Yeah, but Sean and Rob and company, who are putting SavCon together, are doing a real bang up job. So it's pretty impressive. So you know, I still plan on being there. I'm going to have to do some rearranging on my schedule, I think. But you know, I'm gonna definitely try to be there. I know Rob Springer will be there. I don't know if anyone else is making it.
I want to try, but I don't know right now.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll try, but we'll see.
Yeah, so
I'd like to.
But yeah,
when
so
is SavCon?
The last weekend of June.
Oh, I'm gonna have to pass. Sorry.
Huh. Yeah, yeah, I would love to go, and I'm like totally available, and the price is right, but. I don't think I can get there. That would be the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You'd hitchhike.
I could. I do have a pretty nice leg.
Yeah, show some leg. That would pretty much do it. Okay, so we got a bunch of new toy stuff. Peter, did you write this article?
You mean that?
Yeah. Why don't you talk about it?
He's like, I was not looking at the show notes. I was not staring at the show notes. So
he was looking at another chat screen.
Oh, yeah. Baby.
Yeah. Like, talk open up legs. JPEG, open up. Oh, right. Yeah.
The private browsing setting is on.
Hey, incognito mode.
Google image search, private browsing, safe search off. That is where Peter is right
you
now.
You have to keep it off, or else you won't get the best results. That's
true. Right. You want to maximize his results.
You're telling us.
But yes, I did. This was me. Yeah, so you're getting some placeholder images
yes.
of some upcoming Transformers Prime pick toys, including Swerve, Dark. You get, so I don't know, I think this is just a placeholder for Darkness Megatron. He looks exactly the same, I think.
There's a placeholder, I don't speak Japanese, obviously. So there's a placeholder for Unicron. So are we getting a Unicron?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are getting a Unicron.
Is this the first that
no
we're
idea.
About?
And by you, we mean Japan.
Yes. you can get it, you just have to...
We in America will probably not get said toy. looking at all the sharp points and things on that figure.
I know. Oh my god! Yeah, it looks like razor blades for like self.
The American standards, you know, toy standards would look at that and just like faint.
You could like throw, if you threw that at a child, it would just like impale him.
It would. It would be like a throwing shot. It's like
that sounds awesome.
Some of those.
So yes. So they're getting some power core combiners too. It looks like.
Yeah. Actually, there's another article. I don't know if you guys linked.
Yeah.
It's a pretty stark difference, actually.
Yeah, they are extra bland.
Especially in price.
Mm-hmm.
How much more do they cost?
Ah, well, the 5-packs in Japan will cost about $75.
Jesus!
Yeah,
but man, they don't even, like, give you a reach. They just, like, no. Man.
It's like, here's a price nobody will pay.
Yeah. But they are
not like that, but the colors are extra bland too. They've like completely muted the color palette.
Yeah, but so they are packaging the 2-packs into versus packs.
Yeah.
So that's cool, right?
So they can charge more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean they would still charge more for the individual ones. But they can charge extra more for 2-packs.
I like Roller Masters colors.
Yeah, that's a nice change, but they basically just, I mean,
Chopper Master,
the combiner ones, they're just, you know, one color.
Yeah.
Chopper Master is not bad. He is not, of course, you know, like Dayglo, like, what was it? That was, Searchlight, wasn't
what?
It? That was Searchlight, yeah. So Chopper Master.
Yeah,
he's,
I like Chopper Master.
Yeah, I like the color too.
He's very mechy.
Now, in Japan, also, usually the master of translucent plastic have apparently turned the Minicons into solid colors. This is awesome.
Skyburst does not look bad.
The solid colors might be a result of them having used the mold before as Target Master figures. They might not have their own Minicon castings done yet.
Hello.
Welcome back.
It's interesting how different they look, though. Completely different. Yeah. Just changing that radically changes them.
Bombshock does look really boring.
Well, it's Bombshock.
Yeah. I like Bombshock.
He looks mechy too. I mean, they don't look like Transformers. Some of these look like mechs.
Yeah.
Just generic robot.
Right. Well, that's just special.
Yeah. There's no magic.
Yeah.
There's no touch of Hasbro anymore.
Yeah.
No.
It's just like Japan to squash all of the joy out of something Hasbro has made and then charge 5 times the price for it.
Basically.
And then sell out. So, fandom.
Everything you love about Takara in one package.
And yet everything about Japan is great. Japan can do no wrong.
Yeah, Takara loves us. Hasbro sucks. Yada, yada, yada. Yeah.
Those were the days, weren't they?
Does that still persist? Does that sentiment still persist?
Not as much. Yeah, especially since, you know, the Japanese Prime stuff is coming with stickers and no paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate stickers.
That hasn't gone over well.
Oh, wow. Terrific.
So
also with, like, Takara not doing anything and just being kind of emaciated and near death for the last 5 years, probably didn't help.
5 years? More like 10.
Well... You know what I mean.
When was the last time Takara really seemed like they were hitting it on all 4 cylinders? Or 8 cylinders? It's Japan, so 4 cylinders.
96?
Running on all 4 cylinders.
Yeah.
Neo. Neo makes sense.
Neo. Yeah.
Yeah, and a little bit of Car Robots, maybe.
Well, Car Robots, I'm going to separate that out. Car Robots was like, well, we got to fill a gap. And people like cars. Let's do cars. Holy crap, this is popular.
Yeah.
That was, and, you know, Car Robots would have lucky stuff from, you know, Hasbro toy line, so.
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't a lot of original stuff in that.
And what was original, mostly sucked. Mostly sucked. Not a lot of it sucked.
Yeah.
Not that Neo was that great. I mean, there's some stuff in Neo that I really like.
Neo is the same thing, though. Half of Neo was...
That is true.
Was recycled stuff, too.
But not as bad as, say, like Beast Wars 2nd.
I don't think it was. I think Neo was almost entirely new molds.
Was it? Okay, wait a minute. I'm thinking
You may be thinking of Beast Wars 2nd or something.
Yeah, Beast Wars 2nd was 99% you know, recolored non-show Beast Wars.
Yeah, I guess all the stuff that was actual Neo was the, well, like the dinosaurs, the, yeah, Stampy was in that, Break. Those were great figures. Hmm. Well, Break was interesting.
And then there was Dead End.
Then there was
Yes.
And I like Dead End, sort of.
Oh, fun. I mean, Bazooka, what a joy. What a joy to play with. What a joy to transform.
Oh.
Good times.
Yes.
Sort of.
Oh, yes.
I kind of think Takara and Hasbro need each other because the toys I've gotten that were made that I know were made by just one or the other alone have never really been all that satisfying to me. Yeah, the only Hasbro-only example I have is Energon, Grimlock, and Swoop, but that's a pretty damn good example if you ask me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They really suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, both companies have bad habits. So
the Marvel and Star Wars Transformers toys aren't being passed through the Japanese people to engineer the transformations or anything, so I mean that shows there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they pretty much suck too.
They're also like very inelegant and kind of play schooly. That may be harsh, but they're just very simplified.
Well, I mean that's kind of the thing though. You know, Takara has the engineers to work out the transformations that make Transformers what they are to us.
Mm-hmm.
Hasbro people don't have the same knack for it because, well, for one thing, they never really needed to have the knack for it because it all goes through Japan.
Right.
And something is up with my video. So people watching live, right. I apologize.
You get to see.
So it wasn't just me then.
No, it was triggered by you, but I don't know.
Nice. So it is your fault, but we don't know why it's your fault.
All right, patient zero. Well, congratulations.
My fault. That was just on audio. You guys have all that, you know, video band there.
That is true.
Know?
That is true.
Here's one. All right, Magmatron. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs down.
I hated that thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's at least it gets a like a B plus for creativity, but I think it gets like a C minus in execution.
Because
I don't think combining three different animals to make one robot form is necessarily all that creative, since Bandai's been doing that for like 20 years.
Yeah,
it's like taking a concept from something else and infusing it into Transformers. I remember when we first got a peek at the resin model for Magmatron, and everybody freaked out because it looked so good.
Dinobots!
And then years later, they finally bought one at Target and went,
Yeah, well, that was pretty much my reaction, too.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was like. Oh, crap.
I never understood what the hype for Magmatron was.
Dinosaurs, I guess.
Yeah,
Well, and Japanese.
Yeah, Japanese dinosaurs. Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's either guaranteed to be something that's going to easily fall apart on your shelf, or it's going to be in three different pieces and you're going to lose it, and
Yeah.
We should just all like start a company that sells nothing but like crude dinosaur toys with kanji just tattooed all over them.
Yes.
No, John Japanese. That they come in Easter baskets at Kmart.
Damn. No. Well, we can do it better.
We'll do that.
We can make it kanjier.
Yes. Perhaps like give them weapons, the ones who can hold them. Nunchucks. Now this is trying to sound like Ninja Turtles. Some bastardization.
This is great. Swords.
It's like Ninja Turtles, but with dinosaurs. That's amazing.
Yes.
Why are we not making this right now?
I think Playmates did that too.
Hush.
Well, it's at least proof of concept. I mean, let's go from there.
Yeah. Again, so we can do it.
Playmates
better.
Was actually doing good stuff and could make money.
Did the dinosaurs toys, they came out, didn't they? Very limited runs of them, but they did come out, right? I think so. Let me look it up.
What is this? Dinosaurs?
Yeah, dinosaurs toys.
Nice. What? Would you like to elaborate?
Yeah, there they are.
What were they?
I've heard the name.
Dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dinosaur saucers. They sound tasty.
You remember that? It was time traveling anthropomorphic dinosaurs.
I want these
to fight.
Wow. You've said magic words, sir.
Yeah. Oh my god, they wear armor. This is fantastic.
You don't remember this?
What is wrong god, with you
no.
Guys?
No.
But I have to find this.
You guys fail the geek test. So you should go to YouTube and watch some episodes of it.
Oh my god.
And you should especially watch the
John, opening. It ran for 2 months.
Well, those are the best 2 months of most people's lives.
Although it was somehow able to cram 65 episodes.
This is the best moment of life. What are you talking about?
Why did I never hear this before?
The opening is
possibly
80s and everything.
Time traveling armor wearing dinosaurs? Anthropomorphic dinosaurs?
Hold on, JD. Hold on.
This is amazing.
Right, someone hold on to JD.
Apparently Coca-Cola Coca-Cola Telecommunications aired the show.
Oh,
nice.
That's even more awesome.
I guess we can leave the Transformers fandom and go for that one, huh?
when does this podcast start?
Coming soon, the Dino Saucers podcast.
You know, people were really disappointed that we weren't doing a Camp Candy podcast.
Ages of Dino Saucers. That's be the podcast.
Yeah. Okay.
So JD I guess Brian are going to just like binge on Dino Saucer YouTube episodes after the show.
I am.
In fact, I will. Now that aside is over, which was a convenient cover for me to fix the video, let's go ahead and jump to the next bit of news. We got video of Fall of Cybertron. I'm going to try to play it here without deafening
anyone. That's going to go well.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
If the video hasn't been...
Uh-oh.
Did the video get taken down, Peter? Here we go. There it is.
It's on the bottom of the page.
Yeah. I'd worried that it had gotten sort of overtaken or blocked. But it's YouTube, so it's not going to happen. I thought it was linking directly to Kotaku.
YouTube only blocks our videos.
This is true. So, what do you guys think? It's Grimlock doing stuff with a sword. And it doesn't look...
Oh, wow, a sword!
It actually looks like the Generations G2 Prime from the back, honestly.
Can we go back to these anthropomorphic time-traveling dinosaurs?
That's a good point.
Time travels
into a dinosaur, inexplicably.
And he time travels, he's just frozen for,
He time travels, but only in one direction.
Yeah, it travels in one direction.
And it takes it to a one-direction time-traveling robot.
I am a one directional time traveler.
Yes.
Yeah, see? You guys have something in common.
I don't know. I mean, looking at the video, I'm kind of intrigued. His move set is obviously very limited, so I hope he gets a little bit more.
But wait, John, wait. He transforms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He turns into a dinosaur, sir.
And then he gets all new moves.
Do you know why?
A flamethrower.
Do you know why he turns into a dinosaur? Because awesome.
Yes.
That's right. Does he have congee?
He's a space dinosaur. How awesome is that? A space dinosaur.
In-world reasoning? Who needs it?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That is the in-world reasoning.
Yes.
In-world reason is because
I'm fine with that.
Yes, because awesome.
I don't know. Let's step back from the, reasoning piece. How happy are you to actually be able to play as Dinobot? Would you actually be excited about it?
I'd rather it be Slag. I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
If it was Paddles, I'd be all
right. Why did they put Cosmos in this damn game?
Right. Cosmos.
DLC. DLC.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be like DLC. This big.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to get my hands on it because... Melee, as far as I'm concerned, was just about the weakest part of the War for Cybertron controls. And if they can make that work a little better for a character dedicated to it particularly, I'll be happy. If they could improve it in general, that would be great too. But, since that is the focus, they really have to make sure that works.
So what if it doesn't, though? I mean, does that bode poorly for this?
Yeah.
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 Same game again.
You're not going to be able to play Grimlock in a campaign, or not a campaign, in like a multiplayer. You're just going to be able to play that in the campaign. So it's not like you're going to be playing against, I think they said they had something to do with the fact that he might be bigger than other characters.
That's lame.
You'll
be able to play him in the campaign mode. So melee, you'll be just meleeing, Insecticons.
In any campaign or a particular one? Because I haven't played the first game, so I don't know mechanically how it works in story mode. But do they have characters that you choose from in particular scenarios?
I hate Transformers, by the way. I don't know if anyone knew this.
that's the rumor anyway, Brian.
JD, it's so clear. Each,
the audio is kind of cutting out.
Stage is designed specifically for a Transformer, so you can't choose. So
basically we're saying that you'll get to play Grimlock in one scenario.
Or X scenarios, yeah.
Yes, Don, I am a brony.
Boo. Boo, that sucks. They should at least have a mode where if you want to play a crazy, unbalanced multiplayer game, you can.
Yeah, let it be broken.
I've kind of lost all interest now.
Yeah, let it be broken. I mean, that would be fun.
You don't know what they have multiplayer yet, so they might...
Yeah, you don't know if he's in...
Yeah, if there's it would be nice if there's at least a Dinobot class for multiplayer.
Yeah, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it, and I might even play it. So
I mean, just from a design standpoint, why would you do that? Why? I mean, you don't have to make the character that big.
Yeah, you do.
Why make it so?
Yeah, you do.
But you can.
All right,
the whole point of the Dinobots was that they were big. That's what they did. They were big.
If he was the same size as Optimus Prime, you'd get pissed.
Okay.
And now you're like, oh, he's too big.
Well, okay, but then it goes back to the point that are they saying that this character is so unbalanced that it can't be played in the PvP session, even though it basically is, an entirely melee character? Or are they saying he would get so horribly owned by the ranged classes?
Yeah, one or the other, essentially.
I haven't heard of any of that. So, Amy, where did you hear that?
I don't remember where I heard it, but some people were talking, maybe it was other people were talking about it, I don't know, because the character seemed like it was too big, something like that.
We're attacking Amy.
Then everybody would just have an odd job moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Old did I.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I got it.
We won't really know until we actually see more than that and actually, get to talk with High Moon and,
Yeah, nothing is confirmed until they say.
Are they going to be there next week? I mean, are they going
to be? They have to be.
Be there at BotCon, so we can ask them then.
All right, we'll ask them next week.
Come back to this topic and say, "Hey, we'll
get a reporter. We're going to talk to people. This is going to be cool."
Wow.
Yeah, sorry. Checking my eBay auctions. Hey, eBay.
Very involved in the discussion.
Yes.
Wow. way to host a show, buddy.
Hey, I'm sorry, you guys were talking about something that nobody cared about.
It's
what?
Our last show.
I'm sorry, we're doing a show? Week. What?
It's our last show until next week.
It's a little free and loose.
Is every show our last show until next week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It totally is our last show until next
week. Mind blowing. Holy crap.
But yeah, so, I mean, I like the idea that I can play as Grimlock. He has to be big, and he flails around, and he does big dinosaur stuff. That's cool. But I the video, what we didn't play was the audio. It was the producer talking about how he can't wait. He can't wait to tell the story about the origin of the Dinobots or the origin of Grimlock. I mean,
okay.
Do you need one? You're not the G1 cartoon, so it makes no sense.
The answer is because awesome.
Yes, exactly. Because awesome. I mean, you can't tell a satisfying story. Just don't even... But not story. You can't tell a satisfying origin. Because... Unless he, cracks out of an egg or something, hatches.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I mean...
That's a game I would buy.
Yeah, so...
That's a toy I would buy.
Continuity. We'll be doing we may be doing the everything ties back to Earth thing, so...
Yeah, maybe...
Well, modern Transformers, everything on Cybertron involves Earth.
Yes.
Yes.
But Will Jack didn't make them, and Huffer didn't,
ridicule them.
Yeah, didn't ridicule him for it.
Where's Cosmos?
Yeah,
I thought you were supposed to make dinosaurs.
Dinobots. Yeah, so. That's all that matters.
Yeah, there's nobody around to say, well, to keep them accurate, we gave them simple brains.
Yes.
Much like the human race.
Basically. So, I guess we should go ahead and jump to the comic section. Might as well.
Yay.
This is Brian without caffeine.
It's a little bit different.
It's a little bit different.
He checks eBay auctions.
Yeah, I got some eBay auctions to check. I'll do that during the break. We'll be right back.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages. It's now time for Comic News with Amy Morgan.
Hello, I'm back once again with Transformers news and reviews in 5 minutes. This week, the news spot is quite small, but we make up for it in quality instead of quantity. So the first bit that I have is that IDW Transformers Collection Volume 7 has been announced on Amazon. So here I have number 5, just to show you as a example of what they are going to be, what these things are. They're pretty thick. They are, you know, you could probably knock somebody out with this. It is number 5. Number 7 will be out this fall. What it says is it's going to be out in September, but more than likely, since it's on Amazon, it's probably going to change. And it doesn't have all the details up yet, anyhow. So that's our first bit of news. And our second is the July solicits are out. So in the past, I've put stuff up, and I'm going to do that again because there's some really great art with this one. And I'm just so thrilled. It's great. Okay, so this is where I'm going to put up art, and the first one I'm probably going to put up would be the Regeneration 1 cover, which features Megatron, and he says, "What kept you?" And he's sitting in a seat, and there's, like, it's everything is trash. I was like, okay, Regeneration 1, we're getting out art. It's trickling out in little bits and little bits, and it's just really nice to see what they are putting out, and I have to say, I'm really liking this art. Megatron looks great. It's awesome. We're also going to get Autocracy in July, the trade paperback, so you can get that. We'll also be getting the trade paperback of the first 6 issues of Robots in Disguise, so if you haven't picked that up, you can pick that up as well. And again, both of these are going to have really great artwork on it. I've liked both Autocracy cover and the Robots in Disguise cover. So if these are the covers that are going to be on those trade paperbacks, I'm going to be happy about that. And last and certainly not least, the two that I wanted to say for the very end are, Robots in Disguise issue number 7, which features Wheeljack and a bunch of, looks like, I don't know, zombie robots maybe? I'm not sure. They just look like, oh my gosh, they're coming after him, and it looks so, I want to know what's going on. He looks like he fell in a hole and people are coming after him. It's like, oh, Wheeljack, oh no. Or it could just be a really, really bad dream. I don't know. But the little blurb that we have for this says that fan favorite character Turmoil returns from the dead. But what does he want on Cybertron? It's like, oh my gosh, Turmoil. We haven't seen him since Drift, the miniseries. So, yeah, this is something I'm really looking forward to. I'm really, really thrilled about it. And it's supposedly in July, it's going to be Decepticon month, which follows straight into the next one, which is a picture done by Alex Milne. And it's a Decepticon Justice Division dude. I don't know who he is. I've never seen him before, and nobody else has either. So it's like, wow, there's a big face on that, and I would not want to meet him in a dark alley. He looks like he would, you know, rip anybody's spark out at the slightest hint of, you know, oh, it's, look who it is. I don't know what his name is. Anyhow, yeah, purple, orange, red, glowing eyes. Golly, I think I'm going to have nightmares tonight. But yes, that one also is going to tell us some pretty cool stuff. It says the war's over, but no one told the Decepticon Justice Division. Meet the five deadliest Decepticons in the galaxy. Their sole purpose, to hunt down and kill anyone who has ever disobeyed Megatron. Who's their next target? This doesn't say it in there, but I'd say, Drift, be afraid. You've got five guys coming after you. Oh my gosh. Okay, so anybody out there who is not like Drift, maybe this is going to be his comeuppance. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to July. So, today I have a comic to review. I am reviewing More Than Meets the Eye, issue number 4. And it's a good one. I'm really, really liking it. And, yeah, okay. So, Ratchet gets a call from Delphi about a mysterious death toll, and he decides to investigate. Pipes and Drift join him, and they find a mystery. Lots of dead bots. They appear to be dying from a virus, but the medical staff are not sure where it came from and why some are showing symptoms and some are not. But Delphi lies within DJD territory, so is this something brought on by the Decepticons? I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see, but you're going to have to read it. Meanwhile, back on the Lost Light, Tailgate has expressed that he would like to join the Decepticons. So, what is Ultra Magnus going to do about it? You'll have to read to find out, because it does have some interesting results, and so you'll have to see. Will Ratchet and Company make it out alive? Hopefully next month's issue will give us the answer. Another amazing issue from James. Character moments, conflict is great, wonderful reveal at the end, comedy, mystery, references to past material. It's got wonderful pace. And the end came without me even realizing it, so it just kind of like it flowed so well. I was pretty taken with this issue. Even the little bits of world building about the war and some prejudices about monoform movement, that type of thing. There's action, there's death. I felt like the characters were in jeopardy. Even some emotional elements, you never know. This worked. Okay, so art and coloring is kicking it out of the ballpark again. I like to point out just a few panels. But then I'd spoil a few parts that I'd just rather you read for yourself. So it's a spectacular issue, and I give it a 5 out of 5 stars. It's really great. Go buy and enjoy it. And that's all I have for today. So we will see you next week. Next week is BotCon. So I will have another video out in 2 weeks, because I'm taking a break off for next week. I'm going to go to BotCon. So, Robots in Disguise, sorry, you'll be bumped a week, but don't worry, I will give you lots of love when I get back. So, yay.
Ever see a ball quite like this? The Nerfles, Officer Bob, Speedy, Frankie, and Scratch, each sold separately.
So much fun to clown around, to change and rearrange around.
You bounce them up and roll around.
Yes, Nerfles are a ball to be around.
They switch around, they spin around.
Nerfles turn your day around.
Yes, Nerfles are a ball to be around.
The Nerfles. Oops, the Nerfles. Officer Bob, Speedy, Frankie, and Scratch each sold separately from Parker Brothers.
Transformers, More Than Meets the Eye. The Transformers.
The Transformers are coming your way with 5 hot new releases. All action-packed, exciting adventures as the Autobots battle against the evil Decepticons. In Divide and Conquer, can the Autobots save Optimus Prime from the evil Laserbeak?
Allow me to introduce Grimlock, Slag, and Sludge.
Dinobots, huh? I thought you were supposed to make dinosaurs.
The Autobots join forces with the Dinobots to regain control of Cybertron. But are they too dangerous for even the Transformers to handle?
find out in the adventure SOS Dinobots. The Decepticons crash land on the Earth's surface trying to steal energy and transport it back to their planet via the space bridge. Can the Transformers stop them? Find out in the exciting adventure, Transport to Oblivion. The Decepticons threaten to drain the heat energy from the Earth's core and freeze it into an icy tube and fire in the sky. The evil Decepticons battle with the Autobots and a young boy whose computer has the secret of the antimatter formula in Roll for It.
Available at stores everywhere.
It's time now for TF Barbecue with Rob Springer.
Hey gang, it's Rob. Again with another about to go to bed video. What I wanted to talk about was Regeneration 1. And that's on everyone's minds lately, and for good reason. It's a nice, looks like it'll be a good bookend to the original Marvel, you know, TF series. And, you know, of course, one of the counterpoints people have said is there's already been some attempted startups from the end. And, you know, what's different is going to be this one. And truthfully, I don't really think this is going to be a seamless segue. I think this is a nice back to the storytelling that we were getting at that time. Or at least I hope it will be. I hope it's got that same vibe and everything. Not just the type of art, not just the same team, but I hope it still kind of feels like the late 80s, early 90s Simon Furman. That's what I'm kind of hoping. And thinking about that made me think, you know, we got a Marvel G2 comic, which is still one of my favorite comic series of all time. A lot of people don't agree with me on that opinion, but these are opinions. But what I was wondering is, you know, we didn't get a proper G2 cartoon. We got G1 repackaged. And I got the G.I. Joe Series 2 that Deke did, that I enjoyed when it was on. And of course, I jumped at the chance to get the video, the DVD set. I can't help but wonder, you guys think Deke would have did a G2 cartoon at the time? I'd like to think they would have, being that they already worked on G.I. Joe, so obviously there's a contract with Hasbro going on. And it makes you wonder exactly how different would it would have been, because the Deke G.I. Joe cartoon, while still being in continuity, was kind of weird. You know, it was kind of far out. More so than the Sunbow cartoon was. I keep looking over here because the camera timer's right there. But, makes me wonder if Deke had made the G2 cartoon, what kind of changes would we saw? What kind of different vibe would we have gotten? I mean, I just kind of wonder, because Deke does make some good cartoons, at least they did at that time. So, I can't kind of wonder what Deke would have made it. Would have been good. Would we be just now getting it on DVD, if so? Kind of what goes on in my head right now. Speaking of old stuff coming new again, there's at RFC, we kind of pride ourselves on being part of the Transformers fan community, not just another podcast. And so I kind of feel it's my obligation to talk about a site that's kind of newer. It's called gwonner.com. You got to Google it for the correct spelling, because I can't spell it the same life. I got to bookmark it. And it's kind of it's not a G1 site, per se, but it's got that vibe to it. Like, of course, they talk about things that are G1 specific, but they also go to Beast Wars and movie and G2 and all that. But they kind of tend to focus on stuff that more appeal to the older fan. And, you know, it's not a news site, even though they will, if there's news that they think is appropriate for their site, they'll report it. But it seems it's kind of in that vein of an older site, which I kind of like. I like sites being more than just news. I like something to read, you know. And it's pretty cool. They got their own podcast that just started up, so I kind of really wish them the best, you know. So you guys checked it out. While you're checking out things, check out savcon.net. Ding, cheap plug. Sorry guys, I'm about to pass out, and I'm staring at the timer, which is right there where my eyes are looking. Yeah. This is a bad one. Sorry guys. But, Yeah, check out G1er.com, check out savcon.net, and please, everyone, even if it's on Comixology or at your local comic shop, pick up Regeneration 1, because let's hope that returns us to the comics, the reason most of us love Transformer comics, and at least I can speak for myself and a lot of my peers. Let's hope that's returned, because maybe if that does well, we can really show Hasbro and IDW this is what we want. And IDW is doing a really good job with the comics lately. So, hey, maybe this is a sign of good things to come. Well, I'm going to turn it back over to the guys. Thanks for watching.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
And with that, we are back. So,
we're back.
How about that, guys? Rob. There you go.
Oh.
Rob is awesome. Anyone else read...
We were talking about Rob because we pay attention during the commercial break.
Yes. Anyone else read what? More Than Meets the Eye 4?
I have it right here.
Yeah, I just read mine this evening. I didn't figure everyone else has yet. It was good. Not my favorite issue, but it was good.
Was it better than... Is it still better than anything that came before it, like years ago?
It's definitely... I mean, every issue so far has been great. But, I mean, it's leaps and bounds better than the other IDW Transformers stuff in the past, but...
Okay. That's all I wanted.
It's really good. It's good. So, we're not doing a chat bit this week because John just doesn't want to.
No, I don't.
That was it. John
doesn't like chat.
Real talk.
Screw it.
Real talk. I didn't want to do it. Yeah, and Diecast wants me to give him my face.
No. You have a good face.
It's very wearable. I tend to like it. I don't think I'm going to trade it in anytime soon.
No?
No.
Tony in the chat really wants John to do the chat.
Do the chat. That's disgusting. Also, I guess... the only thing we really talked about at any length, I guess, was like the... Fall Cybertron toys and whether or not people are looking forward to them again. That seems to come up. So, and the only thing we really know about is Bruticus, I guess, right? And so,
well, and Jazz and
Starscream.
Oh yeah. The Shockwave that everybody wants, and then the Jazz aren't that half of the people want.
Are we getting a Starscream?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we are. We're getting a Starscream. 2013. As well. Yeah.
He looks a lot like
Cybertron.
Yeah, that's it. I knew he was very derivative of something.
Yes.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Cool. That was Chad.
There you go.
Well, do we have something for Peter to be on the spot with?
No, he doesn't want to be on the spot.
Mm.
Well, that's the entire point of Peter on the spot.
Since when do you care about that?
Peter on the spot. You were here last week. What do you plan to buy at BotCon? Go!
A toy.
Good. All right.
Oh, wow. That was awesome.
Well, at least a beer.
Good.
A beer?
Actually, okay, so since this is our last show until BotCon, we don't really have a topic.
Our last show until next week.
We don't really have a topic, so to speak, but I do want to mention this. We definitely want to do something with the fans. If I'm assuming most people are fans of us on Twitter, follow us on Twitter. But we'll be tweeting out some sort of, I don't know, get together, some random time. We haven't got a plan at all. We don't plan things here.
Well, no, I mean, like Project Awesome last time was completely Rob Springer's. It was entirely his doing. So yeah. Without him actively participating in the stuff right now, we're just kind of screwed.
Yes. But we will do something, and you can be screwed too. So follow us at... Uh-oh. TF Radio.
Like where this is going.
Like the secret.
I don't like where it's going either, man. At I'm the girl here.
That's right.
TF Radio. Diecast is right. All three fans are in the chat now. Good, valid observation. We do appreciate that.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Very funny, Diecast.
At least cough up a nickel first. Thanks, Paladin. Very nice.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so definitely there's going to be stuff going on next week because it's really hard to predict, though, with all of the craziness and trying to squeeze in all that there is to squeeze in, but we'll definitely do something. So, Follow us at TF Radio. If you're not going to BotCon, though, if you're not going to BotCon, make sure to check out our website, tfradio.net and tformers.com, and we'll have lots and lots and lots and lots of coverage, so you'll feel like you are there. That's the thing that I always liked about being a fan when I couldn't go to BotCon, is I would always just, you know, go online to read what people had thought. At the end of the day, when they got to their hotel room and where they had a dial-up modem, where they could dial out to all, you know, all toys transmitters to say what happened. Now you can find out stuff as it happens. It's pretty cool.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Remember the first year that people had cell phone cameras at Toy Fair?
Yes.
Oh man.
I mean, that was just insane.
Yeah, that was like cutting edge stuff.
Shit.
Yeah,
they were pictures.
But you got to see stuff. So yeah.
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 I am dehydrated and I've had no caffeine today, so I cannot speak. So I will let XV speak in my place. Please, XV. What do I want to say?
Oh, God.
Good.
What am I doing?
No.
No, sorry.
Wow, it's like ballet.
Yeah.
Just coordination.
Yeah.
Just tremendous.
Yeah, I'm rocking it out this week. Not a good week for Brian.
Hey, a real quick side story about like technology and old BotCons. I remember, I think it was the first Chicago BotCon when they announced that BotCon was going to be in Chicago the next year, and it was going to be at the same hotel. And when they announced that, everybody immediately ran to all the payphones in the lobby and called the hotel to reserve their rooms.
Which is
a nice little bit of. Everybody grabbed like a bunch of quarters and ran to the payphones, and there was like lines at the payphones to call the hotel that you were in.
Why didn't they go
book your rooms?
Why didn't they go to the counter, to the desk? Yeah,
like you could, but it would probably be arguably slower because
the convention center was not in the hotel that year, right? Didn't you have to go across the skywalk?
Yeah. It was in a convention center, but the hotel was the same. The convention center was the same, I believe.
Didn't it end up being somewhere else, though?
What,
In 2004?
The actual event?
Yeah, didn't 2004 they end up having to change the location? Or
possible. I mean, that may sound right. I know the hotel was the same and the general location was the same, I believe.
Yeah.
But Chicago's one of those last 2 years where it was just kind of weirdness.
That would have been really great then if they did change the venue and all those people that bothered to like pre.
I mean, that's just like JoeCon.
Yeah, JoeCon. That's exactly what happened this year.
Yeah.
And that's 2012.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
So where is JoeCon this year?
Louisiana.
Yeah.
New Orleans, I think.
New Orleans, yeah.
Okay.
Wow, that's not very far from my folks.
If JoeCon were in Atlanta again, I would go, and I didn't go the year it was in Atlanta. I don't know why.
Okay, well, that doesn't really count at all. Do we actually know anybody who's going to JoeCon?
Jay from TNI.
Yeah, I'm certain Jay is going.
He's going. But he was just like, he told me that, and I was like, wait, so everybody was screwed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not only is it the location, but the date changed too, right?
Yeah, they changed it by a week.
God, that sucks so bad.
And they moved the hotel like down the block.
We have it okay, people. It's okay to be a Transformers.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse.
Savage, they
care about.
I was talking to
BotCon pays for JoeCon.
Yeah, I was talking to one of the guys. I think he listens occasionally, but I've known him since the BotCon 2001 is where I met him. But anyway. He was talking about if I was going to go and because of all the nonsense. And I said, you know, really, nothing really horrible has happened to BotCon. There's a lot of bad things that have happened to FunPub, but I don't really think there's like not any particular like negative things that have happened to BotCon. Not like in things that had happened in the past, like say, oh, the toy is not showing up or, you know, venue changes, any of the horrible things that could happen to a convention. That's not really happened to BotCon. Yeah, people are ticked off about, you know, FunPub stuff, but it could be a whole lot worse than it is. So, no, I'm excited.
I'm excited.
Fun. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be XV's first.
Mm. Yes. Mm. I won't make that reference.
Oh. Be careful, XP.
Yeah.
Always right.
Things may occur.
So I'm going to drink one of these Stacker 2 shots right here in a second.
Oh,
so.
No.
Could have done that before the show.
Just go to bed.
I've got stuff
two in shots.
Yeah.
Pretty Triple H.
Yeah.
God.
Actually, the Stacker 2 energy drinks, I don't know if they still make them or not, but they make you go poo.
Really? That's great.
Good to know.
Yeah, it's good to know.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah,
it could be useful at some point.
Yeah,
I know.
For people interested in why I'm in a funk, for like the last couple weeks, I've been on a diet and basically given up soda. I've had like a soda and a half. I took two sips of a Diet Dr. Pepper yesterday and poured out the rest. It was disgusting.
Oh, really? You didn't like it? It
yeah.
wasn't like falling
like
off the wagon?
Yeah, I gave up soda. So,
Do you regret it or do you feel better?
I feel better and I regret it.
obviously he feels better, but you can tell he's not like fired up Brian.
I'm not fired up Brian. I should have mentioned that at the beginning of the show instead of waiting.
That's just sure. This is Detox Brian.
Yeah.
So I'll basically end things on this. I had to leave work because I thought I was dying, but it was detoxing. It was awesome.
God. Have you ever seen the Basketball Diaries?
No.
There's a scene where Leonardo DiCaprio is detoxing. You need to watch it and then play it on like next week's show or the week after.
I can do
say,
that.
This is Brian.
I can do that.
Yeah. Trust me, it'll be awesome.
Pretty great. Okay. Any passing thoughts, guys?
I'm going to BotCon.
We're going to BotCon. All of us but Rob.
Oh.
Sorry, Rob.
That's okay.
1 year.
Somebody needs to watch the house.
Next year it'll be in Baltimore.
Keep the fort tied down,
Yeah.
Next year it'll be in Baltimore, and then you can go.
I would love for it to be in Baltimore, except for I would be afraid. But other than being afraid, I would love it.
Just stay on the good side of Martin Luther King.
Why would you be afraid? Is it scary? Is Baltimore bad?
Yeah.
Have you seen The Wire? Jesus Christ.
No, I haven't seen The Wire.
It's real. It's all
right. Well, so definitely what you're saying is if BotCon is in Baltimore, then don't watch The Wire before I go to BotCon.
Watch it on your drive there.
I've been to.
Oh, no.
You were at the Durham BotCon, weren't you, Brian? Briefly?
Yeah.
Okay, it was like that. It'll be like that times 10.
That was the bad part of town.
Yeah, really?
Baltimore is like all of that. That's like all of Baltimore.
Durham wasn't too bad until. Heath tried to get us arrested, but
other than that, it was great.
Other than that, it was fine.
Yeah.
Well, the weird thing about Baltimore is that the good and bad parts of town kind of go block by block.
Yes, that's a great way of putting it.
Shootings on one, million-dollar homes on the next, shootings in another mm-hmm. one, stabbing down the block in the alleyway, you know.
Yeah, I'm not in one of the million-dollar home parts of Baltimore, but I'm not in one of the shooty parts either. So
okay. That's awesome.
It's not shooty or stabby.
Yeah.
Mm.
So the quieter part of the neighborhood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, well, I guess that'll do it for the show this week. We'll be back next week, probably Friday and Saturday, and gosh darn it, maybe Sunday.
Ooh.
Live.
Yep.
Oh my
from BotCon.
This is a bit too much there.
I know.
Oh my
Isn't it awesome?
Can you dig it?
Yes. It'll be great.
Can you dig it?
Like us on Facebook.
I have a whole portable studio I'm taking. It's kind of sad, actually. So.
Oh, awesome.
Is it really portable, or are you just taking it?
is it that tub like last time?
It's a different tub, yes. Tub. It's a tub of stuff.
I like that he had to specify.
Brian's
going to
be walking around.
It's a tub of stuff.
Man, do I need to get some like fire extinguishers or what?
You might want to stock
up. No, but you might need some extra power strips.
Actually, this year I only need two.
How old is the wiring in your
home?
He only needs two power strips.
It's a newish apartment complex, I guess. So,
okay.
So we are insured.
So it's all wood.
The mixer and the computer, that's the only thing that requires power. We're good.
Have you ever seen Christmas Vacation?
I have yet to burn my home down. Thank you very much.
That's not really saying anything.
That's true.
Yeah, that's implying you will, actually.
That's like saying I haven't died yet.
You will. Maybe at BotCon. Maybe on the way.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oh.
So I hope it's
all
in the car.
Yes. Okay. Okay, that'll do it for this week. We were getting a little dark there.
You'll definitely soil your seats then.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to get some caffeine, then I'm going to go to sleep.
See the live
yeah.
show.
That sounds like.
Oh, yeah, I got a tweet. So let's see here. New Soundwave is going to start in a bit. The yes. new Soundwave this week sounds like old Soundwave, where we don't talk about video games like.
Oh,
much
wow. Oh, wow. Can't wait to hear it. So, New Soundwave will come up next.
I would like to reiterate how quickly my answer to the random hypothetical was.
Yes.
I was quick. I was quick on the draw this week.
Yeah, it was quick.
I can't
you
wait
really
to hear
blew it.
It
up.
Awesome. Yeah. Actually, again. Don't forget, follow us at TF Radio on Twitter or Facebook.com/TF Radio for all the stuff you need to know. And we'll be better next week, I promise.
Not really.
Not really. See you guys later.
Has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2012 TF Radio Network.